Good morning. Here's where I've been broadcasting this morning. If someone could type it, I would be very grateful because I'm about to make another journey up the stairs. First, do not do so unprepared. There will be no more mold colonies in my sinuses. No. It is unacceptable. I will not accept it. Okay. What's next? I've forgotten. T.me/EastIPR. T.me/ Intuitive Public Radio. These are the two places that first it is most important for me to contact Brendan or Evan about, because they are the individuals most equipped to potentially help me get media from Telegram to Anchor so that I am not stymied and can keep working with the best skills I have available while dying. Also, a highly relevant link, t.me/ The Art of Dying Well, which means something different than people tend to assume. And considering the conversation that encourages, well, I think that is swell. And I have made my second trip up the stairs with my friends in tow. Thank you, friends. Oh, careful of the candle. We are very careful of candles. We do not want to waste them, especially now that I can't. No more electric lights. No more electric lights. Not if I can't have my medicine. I'm not sure how that's gonna work, we've done it before. I just don't remember it at the moment. Do you know, I never found my head covering. I don't know where it went. I need it. It's not on the floor. Well, to the extent I can look anyway. Where on earth did it go? I had it on my head. I don't know. I don't know. It's the warmest one I have, or I wouldn't be continuing to cast after it. I keep wishing that I would find it on the shelf and be like, oh, I didn't realize I did that. It's not here, so I'm gonna try this other substandard thing that may turn out to be more functional than I even realize, because being having the experience of necessarily navigating hardship, this is a good experience if we are in it together and we are helping one another. But if we would like to insist that everyone die in isolation without resources that are easily available in collaboration with kindness and compassion, oh, we can't solve the problems, have you noticed? We need the stress of poverty to help us learn to think properly, but we cannot navigate it effectively or successfully if we do not use our collective, collaborative human bodies. Not only our individual human bodies, but the greater collaborative bodies of our family and our community. And our ability to use those words with resonance, because we are connected to people who care about our thriving. And we care for theirs. in this context, there is no physical stress that would tear everything apart the way all of us have been experiencing. When forced to solve community emergent problems without the emergent capacities in community that we all have access to surprisingly easily once we start and practice and are brave. Instead, we must recognize that not only is strife necessary for human biological evolution to occur, also emergent collaborative capacity for solutions in community are necessary to overcome the terrible confrontations with which we are currently dealing. Without these things I've described, we don't even know that the solutions are already here. We can't see them or recognize them. We can't think with our brains in order to know what options we have. However, if we use our community brain together, if we use our family body and become a collaborative brain amongst the bodies that make up our family or our community, if we share what we know and what we have, if we help one another kindly, if we make a decision not to overthink things ourselves individually and practice being a brain together with others, practice being a body together with others, a long list of the problems that are killing us are solved immediately. So there are a lot of problems being complained about in the mainstream by people who have not experienced poverty and have not experienced the need to engage with a collaborative brain, a collaborative body. We do not need to complain about these problems. And the ones that we are gaslighted for sharing with others, we can work on now together. We don't have to try and convince naysayers. If we practice using these tools together, we don't have the problems that we're... Well, I said that already, didn't I? But... Oh, I lost it. It's gone. All right. But I know what the next piece is. I have forgotten. It gets wiped out. I can't hang on to what I was saying, but I know that I said it. And here is the next piece that I know is necessary. I have forgotten. I can't grab neurons. Too much inflammation, too much. It's gone. But here's the thing. I said it to you on the public survival walkie-talkie system. I said it to you on Telegram Messenger at t.me/notes on refuge. Because I said it to you, you have the opportunity to be neurons in a greater brain, of which mine is part also. So my neurons that are tired, they managed to get the signal out. And other brains, like Brendan's, like Amy Lilith's, and like others who have joined us here, they send signals back that reactivate the neurons in my individual human brain and allow me to continue working joyfully, productively, and successfully on our collaborative income streams. It is not such a liability individually to not remember anything. If you have a collaborative community body, if you have maybe distributed all over the world. People you call family. And you know that for all of you, that word has great meaning in ways not understood by the mainstream. We are not as disabled as we think. We have a tool set that changes everything.